It occurred to me, so like I guess I have been compelled, I think tech media in general has been compelled regarding iOS releases to sort of classify them in one of two categories, basically like a big feature update, usually those are a little bit broken, or a going back and fixing things update. I remember the first one of those, which I want to say was 11, I think. And I say first, I don't know if it was, that was the first I remember anyway. Feeling like, wow, they really finally willing to acknowledge this is a mature operating system and we need to go and tighten the nuts and bolts a little bit. But regarding iOS 15, I don't know which one it is. I guess I haven't looked for it, so in the tech media coverage so far, I don't know if there's been that kind of language. I'm not saying it's like the first of its kind or anything. Maybe it's representative of a new category, which is both, I guess. And kind of beginning to think about writing about iOS 15, and just a little bit. I just want to write it like the unique stuff, like talk about the Bluetooth keyboard shortcuts changes. Talk about I'm using voice memos right now, and talk about the fucking truncate silence or clip cut out silence feature. Like that little addition, little additions that almost that you know. Of course, this is irrational, but they feel like were specifically added for me, like the mixed audio from spoken text, which still doesn't work, or it works, but it makes a very funny noise. I've been using Siri TTS recently, playing around with that, and it feels like they saw that and were like, oh, that's a good idea, because as you can find in the voice notes back a little ways, I was like, Siri is better. The new Siri voices are better at text-to-speech when they work correctly. One, than any other service I know of, including the big enterprise ones, like IBM's, at least to me, to my ears, they sound more natural. And two, like, Siri does that so much better than she does anything else. So anyway, there's that. There's the fucking taking silence out of voice memos thing. That's so specific, and it's like, so I forever have used Audacity. Audacity, it comes with a plugin called Truncate Silence, which works better. It's a lot smoother. All of the voice notes up to this point, I've used that. The fact that they would include a clip silence feature is crazy. Not that crazy, because I know it's come to podcast apps in terms of playback, but anyway, trying to think of what else. I mean, I guess those are the two that I'm thinking of that feel very personal. like I think this, and I could be wrong. No, I'm definitely right because the Mac shortcuts. This is definitely the most attention they've ever paid to shortcuts, as a company ever. Pretty sure about that. I need to verify the Bluetooth keyboard shortcuts changes that I found because I'm not sure if they're actually new. Okay, what the fuck did I do this? God damn it.
Wow. Sorry, I did not realize that was using the CarPlay microphone, I guess. Glad I stopped when I did. Also, I just noticed they added a voice memos thing. I'm pretty sure it wasn't in there before, where if you swipe left, technically on a existing recording, when in edit mode, that's brings up the resume option now. So actually, something I was gonna, it's not personal, but it is good, I guess. It's sort of. Transcription. The other thing, Toolbox Pro is a additional iOS app for shortcuts specifically, and one of its functions, the function that I use the most, in fact, if you hadn't noticed, there should be a transcript of each of these voice notes. I do not do those by hand, and they are done. On my phone. Again, another example where there is certainly no free software that I could use anywhere else that would do as good a job there. Yeah, I mean, like, those transcripts, like, they're largely for me, I guess, not really for accessibility. So that, like, I'm making my notes, voice notes, as searchable as possible, if that makes sense. But yeah. So that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's one of the new shortcuts actions. I'm glad that transcription and text-to-speech, that two-way, I'm glad those things are becoming, at least to me, it seems, I guess I have a specific perspective, but it seems like they're really finally getting the attention they deserve for accessibility reasons. Actually, Twitter, unrelated, I guess, to iOS, but Twitter, well, to their iOS app, added in voice tweets, which I'm the only person that uses, I think, there are automatically generated captions now, which is, considering they've had that auto-caption technology for who knows how long now, the fact that they weren't there originally is what I would bring up. But anyway, so this, then there are things like, okay, so I think of it, I work for my 70-year-old mother who runs a private practice, therapy practice, out of her house. More importantly, she runs the practice, I guess I'm about to say that I don't really do much, but, she does all the scheduling for the practice on a personal iCloud calendar. She has a MacBook Pro 2014, and then she has a 12 Pro Max, and those are what she uses every day, and that's, her use is so much more important, in my opinion, I've been trying to realize that, than my use in terms of, I would say the iPhone specifically, given that it's, again, it's just hard not to bring it up all the time. This is supposed to be the easiest to use operating system ever, right? And yet so few things that we talk about are actually about ease of use. And so little investment from my perspective is in making it easier to use for regular people. But anyway, and the Safari thing specifically, I tweeted about this today, but I've been thinking about it since I first used Safari on the iPhone, like literally since the first moment. How the fuck am I going to explain this to my mother? And it's on macOS too. I haven't seen the changes or tried the changes there, and that's what she uses, is Safari on macOS. But so I've been running old OS, which is that, it's only on test flight. It's like an iOS 4 emulator on your phone. And, you know, I opened up Safari today and that basic layout, all of the key elements in that layout have not changed since iOS 1. And, I mean, we're talking, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. It's just, well, for one thing, I don't know why they didn't make a bigger deal out of this at WWDC. I literally do not remember them saying, the truth about Safari. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. It was hard to pay attention, honestly. It's so much harder than it is to pay attention to live events. There should have been one of their gimmicks, at least, where they pause and they're like, we are changing Safari. Like, for the first time in decades, we're changing the fundamental way it works, the fundamental way that you use it, profoundly. And let me just be clear, I don't know, I guess I just say it for the sake of saying it. On my phone, the Safari that I've been using is a complete redesign of the user experience. And a complete redesign of the navigation elements, all the things that you use, that you touch. And I immediately thought of Cake, which is a web browser on iOS that was hip a few years ago. Go download it and try it, and you maybe see what I mean. I don't know if I've got something there, but basically what I'm trying to say is, how the fuck do I explain this to my mother? Because, there's no way, if I, opening Safari, it's such a big difference that it's literally you open it for the first time, and you're like, wait, oh, I accidentally opened something else. And then you check, and it's like, wait, no, that's really Safari. For my use, so, and I have very specific uses for Safari on iOS, and very specific browsing needs. It's not really served either by the changes. I originally thought it was way worse, like, the amount of actions to get to the share sheet. Oh, by the way, like, the three dot, I forget the technical term for that menu, but that looks like a share sheet, and then it has shortcuts and apps, but I don't know whether it's intended or not, but the output is not correct. It's not the same as a share sheet. I know that because of there's a shortcut that I use that captures the text of a web page in Markdown, and that shortcut just didn't work. But, so if it's not serving me, maybe, that's the thing, is if we were completely going out of the water and we're like, okay, iOS is specifically for power users now, and that's where we're going to focus, which would be bonkers, in my opinion, but as a power user, that would be bonkers. Still believe it should not be serving me in the ways that in as many ways as you are, instead of my mother. At least, like, it should at least be more valuable to me, but it's not. I don't, and I guess I like am turning into this person where, like, from my perspective, I don't think I'm an anti-touchscreen person. I mean, but I guess it is worthy of note that, like, I pretty much go for a keyboard, especially nowadays, when using iOS. I mean, obviously, it's like a fringe thing that I'm set upon now. In as many ways as I can. I don't understand. I understood it 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I no longer understand why it should be, like, an exciting thing for new gestures to be added. I don't think there's a useful... I'm almost certain to say there is no useful improvement in any of the new gestures that I've seen so far in iOS 15. They're literally there to dazzle. And again, you can dazzle, but only, like, for end users, for the most endiest users first. Dazzle my mom. That's the photos changes where they can actually use memories and use, you know, customize those. I wish that they were more obvious. I wish their user-facing documentation was present in any useful form, but, the Safari changes are completely bewildering to me. I think they would be, even if I didn't have my mother's perspective, but especially, like, I'm sincerely asking, how the fuck am I gonna explain this to my mom? Like, the argument, it's gonna be so hard not to be like, you just have to use Chrome now, or you might as well just use Chrome now, which is sad, in my opinion, because, I don't know, it's so strange. It's just, out of all the things, that is just, out of all the things that need to be fixed on iOS, out of all the things that need to be, brought up to speed in iOS, and all the things that need to be completely reimagined, for the current devices, Safari was just not one of them. What the fuck? The account settings menu on the App Store app has been broken for, like, a year at least. You cannot use it. Okay, other iOS 15s. I actually submitted my second feedback of all time. I'm getting, from a Bluetooth keyboard specific perspective, I'm getting some very odd... It's not responding to keyboard inputs correctly. That was in Beta 2. Beta 3, I don't know if it's fixed it or not, because the documentation is so thin. There's something that looks like it, maybe, under UI kit in the release notes. Shucks. I guess just an amalgamation of very specific... Okay, I should say this. I am very happy for Matthew Castanelli specifically. And I just, MatthewCastanelli.com, I cannot emphasize, this is like his moment. considering that he's the only person who actually had a hand in shortcuts being developed, who is writing user-facing documentation and actively documenting things in a user-facing way. And that's absurd that Apple isn't doing that and that they're letting him do that without paying him, is what I mean. But the moment that Mac shortcuts were announced, that was his moment. I immediately thought of him. He's going to be his independent media business focusing on shortcuts should be bolstered significantly. So that should be a good thing for him. And Mac shortcuts, from what I've seen, might result in really, I think, what's the only realistic automation that we're going to, useful automation, truly useful automation that we're going to see in our lifetimes. That's a big abstract scope, but I think it's true. I guess I don't know. I tweeted it, and I think it was one of my only clever tweets, in my opinion, especially about consumer tech. But it was a moment in WWDC when they said this is going to become the quickest way to unlock your apartment. I'm just like, that's a fucking key. Is the quickest way to unlock your apartment. There are things, and I'm ridiculous how much I feel like a fucking old geezer saying this, but there are things that do not need to be digitized, or I guess not need is it's not the right wording. There are things that are definitely not going to be improved by digitization. My other example is parking meters. The fact that I once spent 40 minutes signing up for an account for a service in order to pay for a parking meter digitally. I would have used change, but it didn't have it. Give the option. That's the most important thing. Going back to Safari, I think that if these changes are implemented, a toggle, literally including both versions of the fucking browser, including the redundant stuff, the stuff that's the same, and just having two versions of Safari at this point with the amount of gluttony that we have in terms of data and space, that is more than doable. I don't know. This is a long one. I don't want to update this. Well, this will be my only iOS 15 notes, but yeah, that's it for now. Fucking iOS 15.